If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. John LaPuma is a board-certified specialist in internal medicine, co-founder of the ChefMD video series. He's a New York Times best-selling author of ChefMD's Big Book of Culinary Medicine and the co-author of the best-selling Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, and hosted two PBS specials. Interestingly, he's the first physician to teach cooking and nutrition in a U.S. medical school. His latest book is called Refuel, and it's published by Harmony Books. Dr. John LaPuma, thank you for coming on with us today. Dr. Mike is here, too. What is the basic principle of Refuel?
Joe, thank you for having me. It's an eating plan that is specifically engineered for men. Most diet programs, eating plan programs, are actually engineered for women, and about 19 of 20 studies done on weight management in the United States are done on women, or primarily women, but half those folks who are overweight or obese are men. So we created a program that was specifically engineered for men to shed fat, boost testosterone naturally, and improve sexual performance.
And you want to make sure to let people know this is not a diet, right? It's not a diet?
No, because the first three letters in the word diet are die, and that's something we'd like to avoid. This is actually a new technology for men to improve their strength and stamina, look and feel better, and have food that tastes awesome, delicious all the time.
All right, here he is, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, John, I should tell everyone that I am obviously prejudiced because you taught me almost everything I know about food and cooking, at least initially, and we did teach a course at both University of Chicago and then at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse on cooking and for medical students. You should know, actually, part of your legacy is that the Cleveland Clinic and Case Western Reserve University, both medical schools, are going to be sharing a building which will have four cooking areas for medical students and other students of allied health if they join in eventually, but at least for medical students to actually go through the curriculum that modified, obviously, and improved since then, but basically the curriculum that we started or that you started and I joined in with from 2001 on. So,
well, Michael, you're being too modest. I mean, it was really your brilliant initiative at State University of New York that had the vision to create this very first cooking and nutrition course in the country that you and I taught together and that I was privileged to participate in. And I'm so proud that you've been able to carry it to Case Western and to the Cleveland Clinic to create a center for cooking and nutrition there so medical students can learn one of the most powerful technologies they have available to them in fighting chronic disease, something I know that you're specializing with not only your Center for Wellness at the Cleveland Clinic, but also with the TED Med Group, where you head up the Chronic Disease Initiative.
Now, tell me about Refuel and how you came to... Well, first, I guess the questions we have on the... someone has sent a question in on our email line, and anyone can send an email question in at udocs, Youdocs, at gmail.com. And this one is, what's different between men and women? Why do men need a different weight loss approach? Why doesn't the same one work for men as for women?
The reason that men need a different approach is both physiologic and behavioral. As you know, men's adipocytes, the fat cells in deep around their viscera, their visceral fat cells, deep belly fat cells, convert the testosterone that their testes make into estrogen. And as that testosterone gets converted to estrogen, their testes shrink, they develop man boobs, they their beard goes away, and more importantly for a lot of them, their initiative dries up, their sex drive drives up, they lose energy, they're fatigued all the time, don't quite know why. And I think it's because men physiologically store fat in the belly instead of on the hips and thighs and in the buttocks like women do. The good news is that men can actually leverage their metabolic advantages, that we burn fat more, that visceral fat, more readily than do women, and burn it for longer after doing intense exercise, so that they can begin to not only build muscle cells and get stronger, but lose some of that visceral fat that is zapping their manhood and is undermining who they are as men. So men need this physiologically specific approach to stopping the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And the behavioral approach that men need is one that relies on making the healthy thing to do the easy thing to do.
So I guess the follow-up question on that, and I'm asking for our listener who asked this, is can't women use the same approach, or are the food choices, I guess, different from men to women? Are the exercise choices different?
The men who were most successful in our beta test of this program, which we presented both at Stanford and at South by Southwest, are men who had a partner, a woman in their life, not necessarily a wife, but a girlfriend or sometimes a sister, sometimes even a coworker, but somebody who was partnered, who was a woman, who wanted to help her man or the man, but didn't quite know how to reach him. And in fact, having a partner in the Refuel program can be life-saving, because women are so much more knowledgeable, generally speaking, than men are about nutrition and recipes and food and fitness and stress management and lifestyle generally. And having undergoing and, in fact, doing the program together is actually the most effective way for men to succeed. So the food choices, even though they are targeted for men to have a higher protein diet, a higher healthy fat diet, a lower starchy and sugary carb diet, is one from which women can also benefit, and actually many women have.
And then there's another question. This one's from a Dawn who asks, and the reason I'm mentioning Dawn's name is because we don't often see Dawns ask questions, but this is another woman, and I guess we have more women listening to the show than men. She said, is this a Mediterranean diet? Doesn't Dr. LaPuma recommend a Mediterranean diet? I thought he did something with DASH, so she must be a follower of yours.
I'm grateful for that. And as you know, I think, and as I think you may have said yourself, the best diet for you is the one that you can stay on. I do believe that. I think that an eating plan that is one that is compatible, that you love the flavors of, that you find easy to prepare, that is easily accessed, is the best eating plan for you. The Mediterranean diet plan is one that I myself often follow because I live in a climate that is sort of Mediterranean, and that's what the food is here. I believe in the DASH diet. I think it's the best single diet for the lowering of blood pressure, the best data available, and I have published recipes for the DASH eating plan. And I think this diet, this Refuel diet, which is actually a global diet, it's an anti-processed food, whole food diet that actually women like to prepare, as do men, that is protein rich, puts both plant and animal protein in the middle of the plate, but not huge.
John, when we come back, I'm going to interrupt you now just because we have a hard break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about it. I should tell you that John is a master chef as well, but makes things really easy so that guys can do it. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with John LaPuma, Refuel. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. John Lee LaPuma is the New York Times bestselling author of Refuel. It's published by Harmony Books. It's a division of Random House. Dr. LaPuma, how could a college athletic team or maybe a professional sports team benefit from this program or way of discipline?
We had an inquiry just last week from a professional sports team. It's funny you asked that. They were especially interested in how they could improve athletic performance and increase muscle mass quickly. And the way that we talked about this was to reduce the starchy, sugary foods that were served in the locker room and after practice, because they turn out to make men hungrier instead of be satisfying. We also looked at ways to add citrus water to their program and subtract some of the sugar-sweetened beverages that were part of it. The citrus water increases metabolism at rest. It adds vitamin C, which improves growth hormone synthesis at night. And, of course, it tastes good. And you make that with a quarter cup of lemon juice, can be bottled lemon juice or orange juice, and preferably lemon or tangerine slices, because that's where the synephrine in the lining is, in the lining of the citrus, to boost metabolism, in 3 liters of preferably filtered water. That was the final thing that we covered to reduce the available toxins to the team by filtering water, by getting guys not to eat food directly out of cans or store food in cans, and to package the receipts that they get from gas stations and supermarkets, not touching those receipts as much as possible because of the bisphenol A or BPA in the lining that can corrupt both waistline and sperm production and sperm morphology or shape.
Yeah, we've talked about the receipts too as well. Here's Dr. Mike. Here's Dr. Mike.
I should tell people that I'm prejudiced because John taught me, and if he could teach someone who could just boil eggs and put toast in an oven, that he can teach anyone. This book does that. This is a absolutely wonderful book, Refuel, R-E-F-U-E-L. the 24-day eating plan to shed fat, boost testosterone, and pump up strength and stamina by John LaPuma. I can also tell you that his other one of his other books, Chef MDs, that's C-H-E-F-M-D, apostrophe S, Big Book of Culinary Medicine, is a Bible. So I actually have four copies, one in each office, one in a place I work in California, and one in my home in Cleveland, just outside Cleveland. So I have four copies of it because I use it as such a Bible. It's a wonderful book, too. I think this will end up being that type of book. So this book is, the recipes in here are simple enough for anyone to understand. You also have a wonderful interpretation table for people eating out. So we've got a couple questions on eating out on the newsline. They said, what restaurants should I go to when I eat out? What's the best restaurant to go to? And what do I look at on the menu so I eat out healthily, or I eat out so I boost, this guy actually says, so I boost my sex ability.
I'm all for him boosting his sex ability. I think he should, and I love that he wants to eat out to do that. The problem with eating out, as you well know, is that it's a minefield, and it's quite difficult to eat out well, and you've got to regard it with some reconnaissance as well as with some suspicion. The best way to eat out is to pack your own. My own patients put 23 almonds in a little in a bag that they keep in their clothes compartment, their desk drawer, their handbag, their briefcase, together with water and an apple, and that ties them through. But when you're stuck and you have to eat out, you want, we actually made a table of fast food finds for emergency use only, including. And Burger King will be happy to hear this, the Burger King Original Whopper with no mayo, which has 17 grams of protein and only 500 milligrams of sodium, 13 grams of fat, and 31 grams of carbs. I think that's an acceptable option. So is Arby's Martha's Vineyard Grilled Chicken Salad, 26 grams of protein, 23 grams of carbs, just 250 calories, less than 500 milligrams of sodium. So those are two good fast food options when you're stuck. You want to get a big drink, one without sugar in it, you want to drink it first. And then you want to have something that is at least half green or red or yellow, preferably from vegetables. I like fast food places and fast casual places that have salad bars, because you can walk all the way around the salad bar, see what's there, which is the best way to do it, and then fill your plate with green, red, and yellow, and add the protein, cottage cheese, chicken, tofu as you go at the end. Those are my suggestions.
And is what you seem to have mentioned for men is a increase in protein relative to women. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, because men find protein satisfying, because it's something that, as you know, stays in the stomach 4 hours versus carbs for less than 2 hours often, and fat for about the same. Because protein, whether it's vegetable or animal-based, is something that men find friendly and easy to prepare. And I think is also something that is just 4 calories per gram instead of more. So I like protein in the center of the plate, and I recommend it especially in the morning. And it can be as simple as hard-boiled eggs. It can be as simple as a couple of cheese sticks. It can be as simple as almond butter or almonds themselves. I realize that I didn't mention continue the answer to the last question about eating out. And I should mention that when you choose food at a salad bar, you might want to choose especially cruciferous vegetables. We're talking about broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, collards, turnips, watercress, arugula. Not on every salad bar, but when they're there, you want to grab them, because they take the estradiol that your body has converted from the testosterone and make it a less powerful estrogen, a less estrogenic form that then boosts your ability to continue to stop that testosterone to estrogen conversion and reduce the estrogenicity of the estrogen in your body.
I want to thank John LaPuma for being on the show. This is a wonderful book, Refuel, R-E-F-U-E-L, as is his other book. The other one that I love all too much is Chef's MD, Big Book of Culinary Medicine. John can teach anyone how to cook. The website for this is www.refuel. Now, John, you're going to have to help me. Refuel, what's the rest of it?
It's refuelmen.com, where food is...
Refuelmen.com.
We make try to make it easy. So the idea is you wouldn't put crappy fuel in your car, so you won't put it in your body.
Joe?
Thank you guys both very much. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.